You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports. I'm poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Michelle Patterson, Women Network, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or at ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you'd call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. As you know, we like to celebrate or start every day off with a celebration. Today, we've got a doubleheader. Doubleheader, yes, we do have. It's National Hug a GI Day today. So all of you GIs out there, if you get these unnoticed hugs, unsolicited hugs, now you know why National Hug a GI Day today. And as I do whenever I get that opportunity, we just say thank you to all of our military men and women, those that have served, those that allow us to do what we do every day, get in here and speak unfettered. Sometimes people like what we have to say. More often than not, people don't. But it's because of the veterans that we're allowed to say it anyway. Thank you. We do have our VIP Hero Program, VIPHeroProgram.com. where we do give back to the veterans, first responders, teachers, nurses, all the whole group, $5,000 to $10,000 when you're buying or selling a house. The other item that we are celebrating today, and because I have beaten anorexia, I celebrate this one regularly, National Pound Cake Day. Get some pound cake, throw some strawberries on top, load it up with whipped cream, and all you can say is, yum, moving right along. Did you watch the debate last night? Talk about a circus. That was just unbelievable. Cannot believe Donald Trump.
So I know who's asked to kick.
You know, it was kind of funny because I was listening on a regular basis throughout that whole debate last night because you know that Hillary Clinton was in the audience, right? How do you know that Hillary Clinton was in the audience last night at the Fox Theater? Yeah, I guess even though it was Fox Theater, Hillary Clinton was there because if you listen real close, you heard her in the background. Yeah, do you remember her doing that? I heard it a couple times, obviously at her event. I think it was in New Hampshire. We got firsthand knowledge of her. Yeah, Alec got that sound clip from us. It was a great clip. Unbelievable. I can't believe these guys going at each other. Where was the, you know, we need that, remember that older lady that did the Wendy's commercials when we were young? And maybe not when you were young. You might not have been born yet. Don't go giving me that. But she used to come up with her famous line was, where's the beef? And when I was listening to that debate or so-called debate last night, that was the thought that kept going through my mind. I didn't want to hear about Donald Trump's hands or any of the other part of his anatomy. I didn't want to hear about, well, maybe Trump University. We could talk about that one because it could be an interesting time, Donald Trump being deposed in July and Hillary Clinton being arrested. Might be interesting. I don't know whether it'll happen or not, but Maybe she'll be at the Pound. I don't know. She might have a different job. I wonder what they'll think about that if she does end up having some problems. I just am kind of curious. But that's the debate. Nothing of substance. I heard Trump talking about, you know, pandering. Obviously, he's the one that you just have no clue what he's the loose cannon of the whole bunch. And why do I say he's the loose cannon? Because he goes out and tells us right from the very beginning that I say what I want to say and then I'll do what I want to do later. We're going to give you a starting point and then negotiate. Well, do you know what you're buying when you vote for him? On the other side of the coin, we know what we're buying if we vote for Hillary. Well, she's going to pander no matter what. She might give state secrets to anybody who wants them. There are some questions about that. We're looking at the server that she doesn't understand. She thinks you have to wipe. Now, here's an interesting thought. We're supposed to trust her with nuclear codes, but she thinks you wipe a server with a cloth. Really? And what would she think about drones? Does she think that's people that just walk around with like zombies? I don't know, but it's kind of question mark right there. So much to chat about. The big numbers, obviously, as you know, I watch the numbers all the time for you. Dow Jones Industrial Average up about 75 points as we speak. The 10-year U.S. Treasury up 6 basis points is at 189.7. Now, what does that mean to you? Why is this happening? Well, we got, as we do the first Friday of every month, we got our numbers coming out of the Labor Department telling us what happened in the workforce. U.S. economy added 242,000 jobs in the month of February. The rocket scientists, they call them economists, were expecting 190,000 jobs to be added. 4.9% is the unemployment rate. That stayed the same. We did get some good news and bad news in the jobs report. The good news is the labor participation rate increased to 62.9% from 62.7%. You know, I'm a numbers guy, so that's kind of an interesting number there to me. Now, the media is going to tell you, well, they might not even say this time, that unemployment stayed the same at 4.9%. That's using the false figure. And you know it's the false figure because I tell you it's a false figure. They use Bureau of Labor Statistics U3 number for reporting that. And really, who cares about U3? Because if you work for 1 hour of pay, that means you got a job. That's how we came up with 242,000 new jobs. That's how the government determines a new job. Now, if you can live off of 1 hour of pay during the month of January, I don't know how you do that. You must have one heck of a job, and I'd like to go to work and get that job. If you can live off of 1 hour for pay, that's how they identify a new job. The number that is meaningful is the U6 number. U6 is actually the number that tells us, same Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us, those people that are unemployed and underemployed, because we did see that the work week shrank again this month. Wages shrank this month. But there are more people back in the workforce. That's why we did see that. The labor participation rate improved. And U6 did improve. Best number since May of 2008. Now there is only 9.8% of our population unemployed or underemployed. 9.8% is the real number. Just letting you know that, which also tells us that, you know, we did not get that number and people aren't making as much money. It's just a shame. And if you didn't get your loan refinanced, well, that's also telling us that you may have missed it. That when we see that 10-year treasury at a whopping 1.89%, that's telling us that the mortgage-backed securities are also going to be increasing. We should see an increase in mortgage rates. Does that mean you've missed out altogether? No. What I share with you on a regular basis is you have to be prepared. Being prepared when it comes to getting a mortgage means get your application in right now. I'll put you in touch with the team over at VIP Mortgage. And when the market does turn, and it can turn on the 16th of the month, 16th of the month. Why are you being so precise? Well, that's when the Federal Reserve makes their next commentary. If they say that these numbers are great, they're not. But if they say that and they decide to increase interest rates, we may see the U.S. 10-year Treasury drop down to, again, to 1.59 where it was last month. And you may have another opportunity. But if the opportunity does you no good if you're not in place, if you don't have your documents in, if you're not ready to lock when opportunity happens. When opportunity knocks, if you don't answer the door, you're out. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, home prices up 5.76% across the country. What's that mean in California? How credit impacts your day-to-day life. More of those mortgage refinancing tips. Should you lock a loan or float a loan? And what the heck does that mean? And we're also going to chat about an event coming up with the Women Network. Sounds like a lot of fun to me. You can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, that's the numeral 1, on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia, presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Friday, Ron will pose a question based on on-air conversations during the prior 7 programs. The person to post the answer according to the guest conversation will win a date night package, including a dinner gift card for Reunion Kitchen and Drink. You might even be able to say hi to Ron when you visit Reunion Kitchen and Drink.
It's not every day your home gets flooded, but when it happens, you've got the good people at APRIS on your side. With over 25 years of construction and insurance experience, they can turn any disaster around, making your home good as new. For 24/7 support, call 844-GO-APRIS or find us on the web at www.apris.me. Day, night, rain, or shine, when it happens to you, you know what to do. Go APRIS. Remember, call 844-GO-APRIS. That's 844-462-7745. 47.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 0186.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Look at every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment being brought to you today by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Yes, if you are looking for the true equity value of your home, well, you can't get it by going online. You need to talk to a professional. They're going to be the ones that will tell you if there is, if your house is on the wrong side of the golf course or the right side of the golf course. Maybe you could tell them about the updates, the upgrades. That all goes into the equity, but there are other information that is not part of the public record, so those online services do not give it to you. That's why you need to talk to one of the area trusted real estate professionals. How do you do that? Simply text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. PEAR. That would be Professional Equity Analysis Review, PEAR to 79564. Home prices, They are up 5.76% across the country. Now, here's the report that I love to share with you. And why do I like to share this one with you? This is comes out from FHFA, Federal Housing Finance Agency. The reason I like this report is it's not skewed. When they give you, when most places give you a number as to what the percentages are doing, they can be skewed by the market. If you get a lot of low-priced homes selling, they're going to say the mean is down. If you get a lot of high-priced homes selling, well, they're going to say the mean pricing is up. When you look at FHFA, they only report numbers based on the conforming loan limits for the areas. So you're not going to get skewed by a higher priced segment or what part of the population is selling. Year over year prices on the western region of the country. So I told you 5.76 across the country. The Pacific, that's going to be 7.97%. That's California, Oregon, Washington. That's basically what they're putting into the Pacific region. Also throw Hawaii in there, 7.97%. Right here in the state of confusion, we're at 7.1%. Yeah, Oregon and Washington beat us. 7.1% appreciation here in California. So those people that want to tell you that housing is not the best investment out there, I'm here to tell you that housing still is the best, because look what's happened in the stock market. We've got like a 2,400-point swing in the last 30 days. Now, if you're a senior citizen, that probably means that you're going crazy because it's of the volatility. Your house, you live in it, you're paying rent or a mortgage. I prefer paying a mortgage as to paying somebody else's mortgage. If you want to pay someone else's mortgage, pay mine, not a problem. And you still have that leverage. So if you've got a 20% down loan, think about it. That means the number 7.1% here in California, you multiply that times 35.5% appreciation year over year. You tell me where you're going to get that kind of a return on your cash. It's not appreciating. Return on cash is the number. Think about it. That's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals, giving you the equity of your home simply by texting PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. So let's chat this morning. We have got Michelle Patterson is in the studio with us, Women Network. Welcome again.
Thank you.
Tell me about the Women Network. What is it? I mean, obviously, I know women. So, I mean, I'm not that slow. I'm a simple
guy. Well, I heard earlier, so 26 years you've been married.
Yeah, it's amazing. My wife's put up with me for that long.
That's impressive.
She's a strong lady.
She is. She's a smart, strong lady. Well, so let's look at that. So Women Network, women represent 78% of the consumer and 85% of the decision maker out of the household. And probably your house, it sounds like it might be more like, you know, 98%.
I'm not sure. Yeah, there was back in 1989, I did get a 2% vote.
You did.
So you're probably right.
It was a weak moment. They were.
Yeah, you know something? You're probably right. It was probably when she was still on anesthesia after she delivered our son. Is that right? That might be the time that I got to make a decision.
So what Women Network is all about is, and we have brilliant men that are part of this. So
are part of the Women Network.
Yes.
I'm a simple guy, but I don't even want...
Well, let me tell you how this all started. So the conference was started. It was started by Governor George Duke Majan 30 years ago, the California Women's Conference. So what he wanted to do was he wanted to go ahead and have an event that brought resources and tools to women to be successful. They were opening up businesses and they were failing at a rapid rate. He said, you know, let's put an event on that lets women know about finance, lets them know about how to take on those executive roles in their career or run for office or all the different things that would be able to go ahead and help them excel in that area.
That was
30 years ago.
That's kind of interesting. The only reason I ask that is because I was listening to John Kasich and he took a little bit of heat over the fact that he said when he first started running for office in the 70s, that women left their kitchen to go and help in his army to try and convince others to vote for him. And he got a lot of heat because women left the kitchen. Well, I mean, in that day and age,
Dave, that's
where women were, right? Not good or not bad. I mean, to me, I think that was a great it was much better society when women were in the kitchen taking care of the family, because I think that's a more important job than what I do or what most men do.
Well, and you're talking to somebody who just found out recently that there's two ovens in my kitchen.
Okay.
My mother said to me, it was Thanksgiving, and I said, wow, and I'm looking at the oven, I'm thinking, wow, very, very infrequently do I go to the kitchen. So
my size, I'm in the kitchen a lot.
you know where the kitchen is, which is a good thing.
Absolutely. So it's very interesting though, because I mean it seeing that change from Governor Duke Majan back then, realizing that our society was changing, seems to me like it's probably a good idea to start a education process that way.
And that's exactly what happened. So here you have 30 years. Ironically enough, I interviewed the governor for the 8th grade school paper.
Wow.
30 plus years ago. And it was one of those things where
now those of you watching us on Ron Siegel Radio TV are not going to believe that you interviewed the governor 30 years ago for 8th grade.
For the 8th grade school
paper. You
must have
been really, really young in 8th grade.
Oh, well, thank you.
Holy cow. Okay.
I like you already.
There we go.
But it was one of those interviews where I'm asking, you know, really political questions, similar to what you talk about here, you know, earth shattering questions. What's your favorite hobby?
Okay.
You know, how many kids do you have?
Serious stuff.
And so Duke Majan responds. He says, Michelle, that was the best interview I've ever heard. And I can remember at this ripe old age of 12, my little face lit up and I thought, you know what? I matter. So wow. I decided at that time I wanted to be governor. And
wow, okay.
Yeah, it's 12 years old. I want to be governor. I met the governor. And so I was president of my high school. I was student body president. I went to Loyola Marymount. I was student body president. I had a chance to work in Sacramento. Got there and then thought, are you kidding me? What is going on here? It was a reflection of last night. I mean, it was just, it's a pissing match,
yeah.
Truly. So I decided I was going to go ahead. We started this event. I got a phone call and said, hey, would you be interested in taking on the California Women's Conference? It was at risk of being canceled. So the feedback that we got was, we love this event, but we want it to be 365 days out of the year. So there was Women Network. That's how
Women
Network.
That's a pretty heavy event doing it 365 days a year.
Right? No, well, we do. And what's exciting, we have 200 countries that are participating. We've got...
Wow.
Yeah. In fact, let me tell you about what's happening on Tuesday. So we're actually going to break the Guinness Book of World Records for International Women's Day. So we've got countries streaming, and what we're doing, we partnered with unify.org and their global sisterhood. So definitely want to give a shout out to Lauren Elizabeth Walsh and Patrick Cronfley, who are doing an amazing job from a leadership standpoint. But we are setting up circles. So anywhere from 5 to 50 women, we already have 2,000 circles, so all over the world. And then we're live streaming in to UC Irvine,
wow.
To their cove, and we'll go ahead and break the record. And we've got individuals that are coming in. We have Gabrielle Bernstein. She was recently named the Next Generation Thought Leader by Oprah Winfrey. David Meltzer, who you and I both know.
Great guy.
Great guy, CEO of Sports One Marketing. He actually just got an award, which I thought, I was, of course, giving him a hard time. It's like, Meltzer, how could a sports agent get a humanitarian award, be a humanitarian award recipient? But
well, I'm going to have to harass him because he's going to be on with us next Wednesday. So maybe I'm going to follow up on your harassment.
You do. You absolutely do
that.
So, and then some of the other speakers that we've got boxing promoter Don King.
That's an interesting one.
Who's coming, who actually has been very instrumental in helping with just peace talks and being that peace ambassador and connecting the dots with women's organizations globally for Women Network. He's been extremely helpful.
Has he changed his hairdo at all?
You know, he hasn't. Actually, I think it's just gotten higher.
Okay.
I love his hair.
With Don King, you don't want to say getting higher. That might be a problem with Don King.
So we've got the Cynthia Kersey with the Unstoppable Foundation. They have their big event that's coming up. And you've got actress and entrepreneur Forbes Riley.
And where's all this going to be?
So this is all held at UC Irvine Applied Innovation Center. It's actually where Women Network is based out of. And we're going to be live streaming it. So if you go to womennetwork.com, you can sign up. And have access and get your free live streaming, or you can join us in person.
Well, we're going to talk more about that, and maybe we'll even be able to get you to put that, post that link right on Ron Siegel Radio on our Facebook page, so we can make sure everybody has that information. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, more with Michelle Patterson, talking about this. Sounds like a world record event. I mean, holy cow. Now I'm feeling like we got to step up our game in here.
I'm kind of a big deal.
It'll be a big deal, exactly.
Did you know?
I had no idea when we booked you to come on the show that we're going this direction. Holy cow. You can reach us anytime, though. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And be sure, if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, that's the numeral 1, on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda is an attorney, real estate broker, and realtor. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485. Or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA-100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by your household board of directors. What? You don't have a household board of directors? Shame on you. All you need to do is text ATP to 79564. That's the area trusted professionals. Fill out the survey that we send you, And we're going to introduce you to the people that you need on your household board. That would be financial planners, tax planners, maybe a credit repair person. How about an estate planning attorney? Maybe you need an elder law lawyer. Maybe you need a divorce attorney, bankruptcy attorney, real estate professional. They're all part of your household board of directors. Think about it, ATP to 79564. How credit impacts your day-to-day life is our subject today, because you know that you need to be checking your credit report on a regular basis. Now, if you go, obviously, if you go to our friends over there at creditsanitizer.com and you've got that full package that they offer, the FES program, that gives you an opportunity to check your credit as frequently as you want. It gives you that whole thing, LifeLock, and work on getting your credit repaired, the credit builder, credit attorney, smart credit, all that stuff right there. You need to be looking at that on a regular basis, because if you are looking to buy a house, of course, the mortgage lender is going to look at your credit report. If you're looking to rent a property, shame on you, but some people need to for a specific reason. They're going to look at your credit report. Want to buy a car, cell phone? All these places, child support enforcement agencies, they have impacted. Credit cards, employers sometimes will look at your credit report. They do a background check, government assistance and licensing. There's so many people needing licensing anymore. The insurance companies are not supposed to use it, but we don't know about them. Student loans, utility accounts, all looking at your credit report. Now, if you're the only one not looking at your credit report, I'm here to tell you surprises are great. Birthdays, anniversaries, that's about it. When it comes to business and finance, I want nothing to do with surprises. Make sure that you're in the same boat. Take a look at it. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by your household board of directors, the Area Trusted Professionals. Text ATP to 79564. We're going to continue our conversation this morning. Michelle Patterson, CEO of Women Network. Now, we've got to make sure we get this right, Michelle, because you made sure you let me know. So let's let everybody know when they go to the website. It's not plural, womennetwork.com.
Bingo. Nailed it.
So just like marriage is one only, women, not plural. So tell me more about the organization. I mean, we're talking a little bit about the event, and I know we've got that coming up, and we're going to talk about how people can get the information and attend, as opposed to just streaming it, which they can do too.
Absolutely.
But tell me about the organization. So you're teaching women about business.
Yeah, so you go there, you go to these events because you get connected, you get inspired, and you get results. So I loved your comment about the, and we talk a lot about this, is creating and being the CEO of your own life and having your board of directors.
Oh, okay.
And your advisory board. That. So right, I actually, in fact, I took a little note here, Credit Sanitizer.
CreditSanitizer.com.
And, but pulling those pieces in, it's being able to go ahead and who are your trusted board of directors for your life?
Sure.
So we focus on living your best life. We hone in on the five to thrive, which is career, physical, financial, social, and community. And it's amazing. Right now you have a Gallup poll that did a study and it said, okay, the happiest people are the people that are focused and they're working with those five areas. You know, they're not going off to work and their home life's out of sorts. I mean, they have great
balance.
They have
sure.
their relationships. And only 7% of our world right now is doing all five of those.
Say what those are again. I'm a simple guy.
You're a simple guy. All right, here you go. So it's career.
Okay.
Physical.
I'm not good there. I'm out of balance.
Financial. Social. And community.
Where was wine in that? That must fall under social.
Wine would be the physical. Wine is good for you. It's healthy. It's
that makes
right?
sense to
me. What do they say? One glass of wine. But
one glass of wine is good, so I drink
good.
Two or three, because that must be better.
So then that's bad. That's bad.
Oh.
Just say no. Say no to that second one, Ron.
Oh, man. Okay.
But let's think about this, though. Is this five to thrive area? And so when you go to the conference, you've got experts, you've got speakers talking about this. And we bring in the top speakers, you know, around the world.
Well, I saw you have David on there, and to me, that's one of the tops.
So we're slumming it a little bit.
Oh, boy, this is recorded, too.
It's live, right?
It's live. David, that wasn't me. No, that was Michelle that said
he's
that.
He's awesome. I can do that because he's my agent.
Okay.
So I can give him a little bit of pushback.
And one of the greatest books of all time.
I love
Connected to Goodness.
Connected to Goodness.
I've given away so many copies of those. I should get them on a wholesale or something.
That's a fabulous book. We have a book that's out. Women Change the World. Very inspirational.
We control the world. I mean,
we do. You know, and and people ask me, they said, you know, okay, Michelle, is this all women? I said, no, men and women coming together to make sure. It's really about tapping into 100% of the talent pool and not tapping into 50% of the talent pool. So when you were giving your stats and your numbers, that's what this is about. It's how do we go ahead and really make it so that women can step into these roles and we have 100% of the talent pool in effect.
Well, I think it's wonderful because, I mean, obviously I shared earlier, you know, the comments about John Kasich and, you know, when he made the comment about women leaving the kitchen. And really nowadays it doesn't matter because, I mean, I'm a big believer that a parent needs to be with the kids. But it doesn't necessarily need to be the woman.
Absolutely. I mean, at one point, my husband and I, we talked and it was, you know, he was going to stay home. And we were very, very fortunate. We had my grandmother, so my kid's great grandmother. She lived with us 9 years. And we lost her a couple of years ago. But it's, you know, now I've got these two teenagers. Daughter who turned 18 on Friday.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
And thank you. And my son who's right behind her at 16. But that was, I mean, it was wonderful. It was, you know, you go home and you'd have, it was my meme. You'd have your meme taking care of the family. So I agree with you. It doesn't necessarily need to be, you know, the wife, the husband. Right. I mean, it could definitely
just
be.
You see that in a lot of the Asian cultures. They, instead of kicking the seniors out, they bring the seniors in to help with those type of, you know, looking after the kids, the next generation, sharing that experience. And also it teaches relationships, right? I mean, you've got somebody that has a vested interest instead of, you know, so much of our society now, you've got the two household income where, you know, the kids are home alone until mom or dad gets home.
Oh, and I think both sides, it kept her young. It kept her, I mean, I can remember, you know, coming home from work and they had put quets in her hair where they put little ponytails all over her head. She had 25 quets. That's what they did.
A ponytail, I understand. Quets, I got three boys. I don't understand.
Oh, you have three boys. So they just, you know, memories that we'll have that we, you know. My son said at five, he says, Meme, you know, will I grow whiskers like you?
you know? That might not have been the right question to ask. Right
my grandma's like, what?
Heading off to the bathroom right now. I got to check that out. So how many people will attend this event that's coming up?
Yeah, so, well, our California Women's Conference is the largest, longest running event. That's December 7th and 8th. And we have thousands that come in. We had our last year, I mean, we had people from Australia. Helen Reddy came in to sing I'm Woman.
Oh, wow.
You know, I mean, just amazing. It's hosted with Arianna Huffington. It's hosted Oprah, Dalai Lama. I mean, just phenomenal, phenomenal people. This event, we've got probably about 200, but it's set up to be live streamed. Okay. And it's the first time. And that's why we have Guinness Book of World Records coming out to be able to do this. But it's the first time that we have these circles that are created. And it really is set up when you look at.
What that means to me.
Yeah. So circles are where a group can come together and really hold space for women. And when you look at International Women's Day, it's a global day that celebrates social, economic, and cultural and political achievements of women. So this event.
You had Carly Fiorina there this time.
We could. We absolutely could. You're going to go then, right? You'll be there.
I thought she was a great candidate, and I hope that she ends up in one of the cabinets. I really do. I think she's brilliant, brilliant lady.
She absolutely. There's so much that she's really paved the way for others to be able to step into that. So International Women's Day, it's been observed since the early 1900s. So it's a collective day of celebration. Over 200 countries are bringing this together.
And is international, you know, I'm a simple guy. International Women's Day, is that on the 8th?
It's on the 8th,
okay.
March 8th.
So I guess I'm
you are a simple guy.
I'm going to have to, you know, I look in the morning when our team starts putting together the broadcast and I say, okay, what are we celebrating today? So I I looked at the 4th, so I know today's National Pound Cake Day, but I haven't looked at the 8th to see. Oh, wait a second. On my list here, National Peanut Cluster Day. So
you know what? You can bring your peanut clusters to International Women's Day. You could share with the global sisterhood and be able to go ahead and share that. And what's so exciting, though, about this is it's this opportunity to be able to bring women together. So some of the groups that we have there,
we're going to hold on to that for the next.
Perfect.
Set. Great tease.
Bye.
Boy, you got this down pat. Your help. I don't even have to tease the next segment. So we're going to talk about some of the groups that are going to be at the conference. What's the conference called? International Women's Day. Simple guy. International Women's Day conference being held on International Women's Day. March 8th, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach us anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. If you want more information on the conference, go to our Facebook page, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. We'll put it all there. Or you can reach me at the off-air number, 800-306-1990. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150. Or visit preferredcare.com.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today is being brought to you by our friends over at VIP Mortgage. If you are ready for a new mortgage, maybe you're what we call the boomerang buyer. Boomerang buyer, that's somebody that, you know, might have had some sort of a derogatory issue when the world ended about 2008, or at least our economy seemed to. One day out of short sale, one day out of foreclosure, one day out of bankruptcy. Those loans are all back available from our friends over at VIP Mortgage. They wanted me to chat this morning with you about, just for a second here, what is a rate lock? And should you lock or should you float a loan? What the heck does all of that mean? Rate lock, very, very simple. It is nothing more than a reservation of money. When you go and chat with a, when a lender goes to lock your loan, they commit to a rate. They lock it. They reserve an amount of money that they believe is the required amount of money for your loan. They reserve it for a given amount of time. So they might say, well, we're gonna commit to you at a 3.5% interest rate, and I don't know what your rate is gonna be, but 3.5% interest rate for a 30-day period. So you have 30 days to close a loan, and they're committed to that rate. Should you lock your loan right away? Well, here's the commentary there. Unless there's an odd situation, if you like it, lock it. Real, real simple. Why? Because you don't know what the stock market's going to do. You don't know what the bond market is going to do from day to day. Nobody does. If somebody knew that, they wouldn't be talking on radio. They'd be one of the richest people in the world. I mean, figure that. If you could predict the stock market perfectly, you'd have nothing to worry about in life at all. But here's the issue. You don't. So if you like the rate that you get, lock it. Rates go up faster than they go down. And a great mortgage banker can help you. If there's a significant drop on the downside, they can help you with that. You might not get all of the drop, but they can help on a portion of it. And the other part of it is, really right now, there are very few loans, no loans that I know of right now, that have a prepayment penalty. There's some of the private money loans do, but very rarely is anybody doing anything with a prepayment penalty. So 6 months from now, if the interest rates make it advantageous for you or your family to get a lower rate, you just refinance and take advantage of it. But if the market goes up in the interim, you're out of luck because you can't go backwards and say, you know something, I liked the rate from 3 weeks ago. Can you lock me into that? The answer is no. If you like it, lock it. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at VIP Mortgage. Continuing our conversation this morning, Michelle Patterson, Women Network is the name of her company. We're talking about International Women's Day on National Peanut Cluster Day. Now, when I say that, it's kind of funny. It reminds me. I went to Chapman College. I date myself every time I say that. But everything has got a name at Chapman College, right? I mean, they're in Chapman University now. So you've got the John Jones Chair in the Ralph Wilson Stadium on the George Jones Field in the Lastinger Athletic Center. So we can have the International Women's Day and, you know, the Chocolate Peanut Cluster Day on International Women's Day.
Absolutely. Well, think about it. That's our theme is get connected.
There we go.
Get inspired, get results. So it's truly about making sure we don't leave, you know, National Peanut Cluster Day out of the mix.
Got to cover all our bases.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So tell me about the groups that we started talking about, groups that are going to be taking up. I think it was groups within or within the conference.
Yeah. So some of the groups that I'm super proud of that we represent and are part of is, one of them is called the waterbears.org.
Waterbears.org.
And so what they're doing, they're providing over a million, they're going on this journey through Global Sisterhood, they're providing a million people with clean water. So the leadership there is Sprite.
They send some off to Flint, Michigan.
They could.
I think they need some help.
They do. They could. But think about that. I mean, think about a decision. You have three boys.
Right.
So being able to look at your kids and go, okay, they need water.
Sure.
That's the one, you know, commonality that everybody needs.
Even the Delta Smelt need it.
Everybody needs it. And to be able to give them clean water versus dirty water. I mean, it's like,
sure,
making that decision. Do I do that? So these women.
That's a big issue. I mean, I speak in jest, but the people in Flint, Michigan, You know, who would have ever thought in this great country that people would have trouble drinking the water coming out of their, you know, in their communities? Right. That's a big issue.
It is a big issue. Well, and what they do, so waterbears.org, what they do is they provide these filters. And so they go out. So this week alone, and the filters last for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
So it's from a cost standpoint, it's very cost effective. You know, you buy a filter, $50, and you're able to go ahead and have clean water for the next 10 years. And it covers 100,000 people. So they've this week they've done, based on their signups, they've provided clean water to 80,000 people.
That's amazing. There's another mission I need somebody in your staff or team to help me with. I got to put a link to that right on our Facebook
Absolutely.
Page.
But that's what Women Network is all about. It's we go in and we get these heroes, these unsung heroes that are doing amazing things. We get them connected and then you're inspired. Others come to the conference and they think, okay, I want to emulate that. I want to go ahead and do this.
If Betty could do that,
and
so could I.
And then we get results. We get results. So it's not a lot of talk. Which I think you have in the political world coming off of the debate, watching it last night. I mean, I sat there in awe thinking this is a lot of rhetoric, it's a pissing match. It's, right. You know, get to work. We've got big jobs ahead of us, people.
Well, it's an interesting point because so many times when you go to these events like this, they're more rah-rah and inspirational. And you walk away and say, now, what can I do? And with something like this, it's something tangible that says, here's something that I can actually touch and feel and do, as opposed to just leaving feeling good.
Absolutely. And women want that. And men want that. They want to feel like, okay, I'm inspired. I'm excited. Now what?
Right.
What's next? I want to be able to do something, you know, with these new skills that I've been able to develop.
I just learned something. Yeah, I learned something. Now, how do I implement?
And I think, too, a lot of times it's really starting with yourself. You know, I mean, having permission to have your best life. I mean, be happy, right. You know, take care of yourself. And what happens is we take care of everybody else and we forget about ourselves. It's that mask
that
we don't put on ourselves to get that oxygen.
Right. And not to be, you know, chauvinistic or anything, but women have that nurturing and, you know, you want to be your best self. I think that's awesome. What other groups do we have there?
We got the Unstoppable Foundation.
Okay.
So Cynthia Kersey, who's done a phenomenal job, and they have their event that's coming up this March. So check them out. It's kind of the,
what do they do?
They actually open up schools and provide an education around and the focus heavily in Africa.
Okay.
And have done some incredible work. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But what it does is, so you're not alone. You're not by yourself. It's, you know, how am I effective? How can I come in? You know, how can I connect with other like-minded individuals who want to create an impact? And when you go back to our five to thrive that we talked about, you know, the one that makes you happiest, that community piece and that social, when you're of service, when you're giving back, the happiest people are the people that are giving back.
Absolutely. So we know it's at UCI. We know it's on the 8th of March. What time? Cost?
So let's
How
talk.
Do we register?
Let's talk about this because around the world, what's going to happen? So if you can imagine, put yourself there, Ron.
Okay.
So I know you're going to have a hard time sleeping.
I'm going
building up to this. I know.
We're going to be thinking about
you're
it.
You're going to be like
in the morning when we start prepping for the radio.
Right. Yeah. You're going to be doing countdown. So imagine all over the world in these different countries at 7 p.m. their time zone is when they will go ahead and they'll do their circle. So out all around the world. And then for us, we've got a VIP party that starts at 6 p.m. And then at 7 p.m., we will go ahead and we will do our celebration and our meditation, our prayer, and hold space for connecting women and men all around the world.
Wow. Okay, so registration, price?
Yep, if you go right to womennetwork.com,
okay.
You register. There's no cost to be able to watch it, live stream it. If you want to be a part of it, it's $39 to
awesome.
Go and be a part of it. If you want to be a part of the VIP and, you know, schmooze, and we've got people, like I said, flying in from around the world, that's $199.
Okay.
But it really is about...
And the tickets for that are both on womennetwork.com.
Right on womennetwork.com.
And hopefully we'll be able to get somebody to put that information right there on Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook so that if you're driving, don't go to the site right now. We don't want anybody getting in any accidents. So it's going to be womennetwork.com. It's March 8th, International Women's Day at UCI, $39. VIP is one night. You got to go to the VIP. You got to, you know, if you're going to do something that makes you feel good, go all the way with it. That's the way it's all about. And if you want more information, go right to our Facebook page, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time. Ron Siegel. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.